Previously on Lost.
Has anyone seen Ethan?
Yeah, he went to get some wood.
Took off on the path to the beach. Where's Charlie?
He went after Claire.
Footprints. Three distinct sets all over the place. It looks like there might have been a struggle.
I think they've been taken.
We need to prepare. Organize a search party. Can I help?
I could use another hand if you're up for it.
This is a deserted island. How exactly are you going to find them?
What do you do on the real world, Mr. Locke?
I was a regional collection supervisor for a box company.
Yeah, right. You should turn around and head back.
What about you?
I can take care of myself.
No, I'm not going to head back.
I admire your courage, but...
I'm not heading back.
Where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
You and Locke have been leaving before sunrise and came back after dark for the last 4 days. What are you doing out there?
We're looking for Claire.
I thought there was no trail anymore, that no one even knew where to look.
It's going
to
start raining. Give me 1 minute.
1 minute.
Give or take a few seconds.
They aren't back yet.
I'm sure they just made camp for the night. If there's anyone on this island that your brother's safe with, it's Locke.
They teach you how to predict the weather in a box company?
I brought you a present for helping me with the translations. I didn't have a chance to get it gift wrapped, so...
Oh.
I found these in the wreckage, and I have no use for them personally.
They're actually my size. Well, half a size off, but I swear this place is actually making my feet swell.
Another mysterious force on the island is revealed.
Yo, Boone. Question for you, dude.
Yeah.
You and Locke are going out hunting boar every day, right?
What about it?
It's cool, except how come you're not coming back with any? We haven't had fresh pork on a plate in about a week, dude.
It's not like they're domesticated animals.
Maybe you guys aren't trying hard enough?
We're hunting, right?
I hope so, because people need food, man. Solid food. This isn't a game, man.
Ball. Then you hit it for a while.
Lucky shot.
Yeah, I wish it was luck. Is that my phone? Yeah, hello.
Boone, it's me.
Shannon?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Things aren't so good.
Where are you?
Get out of here! Get the hell away from me!
Shannon.
Just stay out of here! Get the hell away from me!
Shannon? What's going on? All right, Shannon, hang on. Just tell me where you are. I'll come get you.
Sydney.
Sydney.
Australia.
Stay away from my sister.
For a moment, you seem to be giving me an order.
It's just a friendly suggestion.
A suggestion?
Yes. If I were you, I'd listen.
What if I don't?
Boom! Found some fresh tracks down by the stream.
See you later.
You know where to find me.
You need to put aside your differences with Saeed.
He's hitting on Shannon.
He's very competent. We don't want to make an enemy of him. We're going to want him on our side.
John, people are talking about what we're doing out here every day. Especially since we never come back with anything.
You mean boar?
Yeah.
Plenty of fruit and fish to go around. What we're doing here is far more important. Right now, this is our priority.
Thank you.
So, Jack.
So, really,
something kind of important I wanted to ask you about. Anything I tell you is, doctor-patient, confidential, right?
Yeah.
Thing is, I haven't been feeling so great.
What's the matter?
Well, it's kind of like, my stomach. Been having some, major digestive issues.
What have you been eating?
You know, the usual, bananas, papayas, mangoes, guava, passion fruit, coconut, some of those weird styre fruits from up on the hill. Someone said they'd be good for digestion. Let me tell you, they lied.
Well, it might help if you had a little bit more protein in your diet.
Dude, what can I do? There's no boar. No boar, no protein.
You can eat fish. Jin's been catching a lot of them.
No way, man. That guy has it in for me.
Come on.
I'm not kidding. He offered me something to eat, like, right after he, you know, got here. Just the thing with the spikes.
Sea urchin.
Yeah. When I turned him down, it's like I soiled his family honor or something. He hasn't looked me in the eye since. The guy holds a serious grudge.
You're not eating those, are you?
Dude, these aren't for eating. Excuse me.
I can see you there, you know.
I wasn't hiding. Just didn't want to disrupt you from doing whatever it is you're doing.
It's not like it's a secret.
Hard to tell with you sometimes. Ah, gross little grayish-yellow things.
Passion fruit seeds.
What are they for?
I'll show you. I want to see.
Yeah.
Mommy.
Please tell me you found a coffee bar.
Not quite.
When did you do all this?
I didn't. It was all sun. I just wandered into this place the other day when I was out picking fruit.
This is beautiful. It's great.
She planted some herbs and some low-growing stuff here, and then she started a grove over there.
Smart. If the boar running out, we're going to need as much food as we can possibly get.
Maybe it's not running out.
What do you mean?
Maybe Locke's just decided not to catch it for us anymore.
Why would he do that?
A lot of mouths to feed. If the boar is thinning out, then why should he feed everyone else at his own expense?
That glass isn't breaking, and the door's sealed shut. I think it's cement. What is that?
Hmm?
The stuff in the bowl, what is that?
It's for later.
So not to be too difficult, but we've been coming here for 2 days just staring at this thing. Not really sure what we're supposed to be doing.
Ludovico Buonarroti. Michelangelo's father. He was a wealthy man, had no understanding of the divinity in his son, so he beat him. No child of his was going to use his hands for a living, so Michelangelo learned not to use his hands. Years later, a visiting prince came into Michelangelo's studio and found the master staring at a single 18-foot block of marble. Then he knew the rumors were true that Michelangelo had come in every day for the past 4 months, stared at the marble, then gone home for his supper. So the prince asked the obvious, "What are you doing?" And Michelangelo turned around and looked at him and whispered, "Sto lavorando. I'm working." 3 years later, that block of marble was the statue of David.
We're not going to stare at this thing for 4 months, are we? How are we going to open it?
Well, that's what we have to figure out. That's why we're sitting here. I mean, how do you open a hatch that has no handle, no latch? No discernible way of opening.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Shannon.
Who are you?
I'm her brother.
Boone?
What's going on?
What are you doing here?
15 hours. I just spent 15 hours on a plane. Happy to see you. Glad you're here. Something like that might work.
Listen, this isn't really the best time. Brian and I were just on our way out to meet some friends. Why don't you give me a call tomorrow? Please.
Okay. Enjoy your friends.
Jin! Yo, Jin!
Alto!
Listen, man, I know you don't like me because it's the urgent thing. That's okay, because I'm asking for any favors. Just let me know where you get the fish. Fish! Just point me in the right direction. I'll take care of my own business with my own tools.
난 아마추어랑 안 놀아요. 그러니까 저래 가세요.
You just said something mean, didn't you?
You know, we're gonna have to tell them.
Tell them what?
What we found. You know, they're not going to keep believing that we're coming out here hunting. We never go
back.
They're
not ready. They won't understand it.
I don't think I understand it.
That's the problem.
Look, at least I got to tell Shannon.
Why?
What do you mean, why? She's my sister.
Why do you care about her so much?
You don't know her, man. She's smart. She's special in a lot of ways.
Fair enough.
She's been asking me about this. I can't keep lying to her.
You mean you can't keep lying to her, or you can't stand the way she makes you feel because you're lying to her?
Both, whatever. Look, she can keep a secret.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
No, I mean, are you sure you want to do this?
I gotta get her off my back. She keeps asking me about this, she keeps asking about you, about the whole thing.
You sure you've thought through the ramifications?
Yes.
So be it.
Locke. What is this?
Hey. You hear me?
Untie me right now.
Or what?
I swear I won't tell anyone about the hatch thing, okay? I promise.
I'm doing this, Boone, because it's time for you to let go of some things. Because it's what's best for you. And I promise, you're going to thank me for this later.
Hey, I don't think this is best for me. What is that?
An untreated wound. Out here. It's gonna get infected.
You're not gonna just leave me here?
Whether you stay is up to you. The camp is 4 miles due west.
Which way is west?
You'll be able to cut yourself free once you have the proper motivation.
Lock!
I'm afraid I can't help you. Unfortunately, sir, we'll need a little more to go on.
I don't understand this. I'm reporting a crime.
Look,
this is a cycle with her, okay? My sister just happens to be attracted to the wrong kind of guy.
Yes, but I just gave it back to her. Hey, yo, Croc, huh? How come nobody wants to hear my side of the story, huh? What kind
now,
of...
if that were her mate, see, then I could help you. Let's finish taking down the rest of your information. You were saying she's your sister. Then why is her name Rutherford and yours Carlisle? Is she married?
She was married. She's not married anymore. That has nothing to do with this. Rutherford is her father's name. Her parents got married when I was 10, she was 8.
So she's your stepsister?
That's right.
No blood relation.
Maybe you heard of my mother, Sabrina Carlisle. She owns the largest wedding business in the United States. I'm the COO of the wedding clothing subsidiary.
Would you like to buy my wife's wedding dress? Cost $2,000 new. It's only been worn once.
I just want someone to go pay this guy a visit, that's all.
Mr. Carlisle, in the absence of any physical evidence or a direct complaint from,
Shannon.
Shannon? We can't just go barging into people's apartments. Sadly, we're the police, not the dating police.
Brian, we need to talk.
Eh?
I'm not going to waste your time and I'm not going to waste mine. I want you to break up with my sister.
What?
I want you to end it. Today. Right now.
Bugger off, Murph.
What you don't understand, Brian, is that you'll be the third guy I've paid to leave. Go to her house when she's not there, pack your stuff, and never have contact with her again. Understood?
So you flew all the way over here to Brighton.
I'm going to give you $25,000. I love her.
How much?
My life for her.
It's worth closer to $50,000.
Can you believe we've been here for over 3 weeks? I was on my way to Bali. Travel a lot. I was looking forward to exploring the island. Somehow I ended up on a flight to LA instead. I guess that falls under the category of be careful what you wish for. You understood me. You did, didn't you? You just understood what I said. You speak English?
Please, don't tell anyone.
You know what? Fine. You win, okay? You happy now? Keep your damn fish. I'm out of here. Ow! Ow, ow, ow!
What ow!
I stepped on a friggin' urchin! Ow, you understand me? You understand infection? Gangrene amputation? Ow! Oh, my God! Ow! 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 Oh, you gotta do something for me.
Oh, yeah. Took a bad egg in there. Took a bad egg.
You're gonna have to pee on my foot, man. It'll stop the venom. I saw it on TV. Just do it. No, no, just pee on it, man. You need to pee. Pee on it.
I don't
have. Pee on my foot. I'll lose. Just do it. I'll lose my foot if you don't. Just pee. Pee on it.
No.
Pee on.
No.
Hi.
I didn't hear you.
Sorry. Sneakier than I give myself credit for.
What are you doing out here?
We were hunting. Boone thought I should take the afternoon off.
Boone is hunting.
The boy's eager to learn.
You think you'll catch anything?
Nope. What are you doing out here, Saeed?
Orienteering. I'm trying to make something of Russo's maps, but...
There's nothing to make.
Exactly.
Well, you made a compass. I haven't seen one of those since I was a... Weebelo.
What's a Weebelo?
Just halfway between a Cub Scout and a Boy Scout.
And what does a Weebelo do?
Gets badges, mostly. Ties knots, identifies birds... I wasn't the most popular kid. I'll lead you to it. Here. Maybe this will help your cause.
Don't you need this?
Not anymore.
Who's there?
Boone!
Shannon! I'm tied up!
What?
Can you get over here?
I'm tied up too!
Hold on, Shannon, I'm coming!
Let me ask you something.
Which way do you think north is?
Sorry?
North. Which way is it?
Okay. The sun's gonna set over there, so that makes that west. That'd be north. Yeah.
Correct. That's where north should be. Yet that is north.
I'm not...
A minor magnetic anomaly might explain a variance of 2 or 3 degrees, but not this.
What are you saying?
I'm saying this compass is obviously defective.
Where'd you get it?
Locke gave it to me this afternoon.
Locke? Where'd you see Locke?
About a mile east of here, walking through the jungle. At least I think it's east.
What did you do to him?
What did I do to who?
Locke. What did you do to that psycho to piss him off?
I didn't do anything to him.
What, he just did it because he was bored? Look, I know you guys
are... Let's go back to camp.
You were supposed to come later.
Do you have any bags? Anything you want to take?
You should
come
back.
No, Shannon. We're getting out of this country. Is there anything you want to bring with you? What's the matter with you?
Oh, look at this.
Let's go, please.
Come on.
We can go.
Hey, mate, you don't get this yet, do you? What's what?
You set me up. This whole thing's a setup.
She's just getting what she's owed.
What did you say?
She told me your mum screwed Shannon over after her daddy died. Kept all her father's money for herself. Oh, sweet mum you got there.
This isn't the first time, is it? Oh, you've done this before, you little bitch.
Hey, that's enough.
Don't touch me, you low-life piece of...
Ryan! Get off of him! Get off of him!
Any ships? Not yet, but I'm patient. Mind if I join you? It's been a while since you and I talked, Sean.
Well, you're a busy man.
So are you.
Where's Boone?
I haven't seen him today.
Yeah? You've been attached at the hip all week.
Well, let me just check my hip. Nope, no boom.
How's the boar hunting going?
Between you and me?
Always.
I'm afraid they're beginning to migrate outside our valley. They're smart animals, and smart animals adapt quickly when a new predator is introduced into their environment.
You mean us?
The most dangerous predator of all.
Does anybody else know?
Only Mike and...
But not your husband?
Please, I...
Don't worry. I can keep a secret.
I took English lessons in Korea. He doesn't know. It's complicated.
So why don't you tell him now?
I can't.
Why?
Because I love him. Have you never lied to a man you've loved?
You sure you don't speak English? There's a rumor that you do. Your wife's hot.
You told me.
Oh, I get it. This is some kind of payback because I wouldn't eat the urchin the other time. I eat this, you give me a fish, right? Okay, fine. Over the lips, past the gums, yada yada. Oh, God.
Cheers.
Need a hand?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love one. Seen you around the caves lately.
I needed a change of scenery.
How you doing, Charlie?
How am I doing? With week two of heroin withdrawal? Or how am I doing with Claire being abducted by the freak who tried to kill me?
I gave you the aspirin for the heroin withdrawal. What do you think his story is?
Who?
Locke. The guy's a freak of nature. Highly disturbed. Chances are he probably killed all his mates at the post office the day his mum forgot to put a cookie in his lunch tin. That was my first impression, anyway. And then he saved my life.
So you trust him?
Trust him? No offense, mate, but if there was one person on this island I would put my absolute faith in to save us all, it would be John Locke.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
You're nice to get to use your own toothbrush again.
Got some papaya there, huh?
Yeah. Yippee.
Hey, you mind if I,
Oh, fire yourself out. You want to wish something on your worst enemy? Hope they step on a sea urchin.
Mm.
Oh, hey. Thanks. Dude, has this thing already been cleaned? Are you kidding me?
You look happy.
Happy?
Put out your hand. You'll like it, I swear.
Gross little grayish yellow thingies?
Oh, no, no. These are slimy little bluish black thingies.
Guava seeds.
It's a garden without guava.
Are you sure we're going in the right direction?
You don't want to follow me, don't.
I wouldn't have to follow you if you weren't best friends with the nutcase who brought us out here. You and Locke weren't hunting where you were doing something else.
Haven't we been over this before?
You're a horrible liar, Boone.
We weren't doing anything.
Why are you keeping secrets for this guy?
Do you know who this guy is? He's the only one here that's clued to what's going on.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means he's smart.
He tied us up, Boone. Why?
We found something.
What?
While we were out looking for Claire, we found this piece of metal buried in the jungle. We've been excavating it. That's what we've been doing.
A piece of metal?
A hatch. Buried in the dirt.
Like a door?
Yes, Jana, that's what a hatch is.
Where's it go?
I don't know. But I told him I wanted to tell you, and that's when he did this. Come on!
Yeah!
brain to the money. He's gone.
So the player got played. It's poetic, don't you think?
I knew you'd bring the money. I knew you would.
You are drunk.
You want to know why?
This doesn't really matter, does it? Because you're going to tell me anyway.
Because you're in love with me.
What?
You brought the money because you're in love with me.
You show up here plastered.
You've always been in love with me.
You've always been a self-centered little bitch, but now you're delusional.
I've always known it.
You're sick.
You should just tell your mom that you rescued me again, just like you always do, and then we'll just go back.
To what?
To what it was.
Like it's all up to you.
Get dressed.
You made it back.
That thing killed my sister. It's your fault. You drug her out there.
Your sister.
Don't play dumb with me.
Calm down.
She died in my arms.
Why is there no blood on you?
What the hell? Hell just happened to me.
I don't know. You tell me. But your sister, Shannon?
I mean, I could
spend days. She was dead.
Is that what it made you see?
What made you see? Stuff you put on my head. You drugged me.
I gave you an experience that I believed was vital to your survival on this island.
It wasn't real.
It was only as real as you made it.
I saw her. I saw her die.
How did you feel when she died?